of Jimmy Allen.
Let's see what's happening to Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson. The boys are almost bewildered by the surprising turn of events that has befallen them on the pirate island. First, a seaplane crashes in attempting to make a landing in the harbor, and one of the occupants is found to be Flash Lewis. Next, the lost French pilot, Duroc, makes his appearance in the dead of night disguised as a native. The following morning, while the boys are awaiting anxiously the return of the pirate fleet, which is out on a raid, a mission boat sails into the harbor, bringing an American missionary, his wife, Ruth, and their daughter, Sally. Speed, although worried for their safety, is pleased when he learns that Richard Johnson is a physician and can attend the injured pilot, Chris Landers. But shortly after Flash guides the Johnson to Landers, shots are heard near the harbor entrance. The pirate fleet is returning. Listen.
You're right, Speed. That's what's happened.
Oh, I don't like this at all, Jim.
What had we better do?
Now, let's hold our horses for a second. When these junks get closer, we may be able to see what's going on.
Listen to that crowd. Ah, they're certainly worried. Some of them are taking Simoy's part. The others are supporting Jack Law.
Well, before we decide what to do, Jim, I'd like to find out who's got the upper hand.
Simoy or Jack Loon? Jack Loon succeeds in making himself cheap. We're going to be in a bad way.
Yeah, that's the whole thing on us, sir. Jack Loon doesn't like us anyway. And the fact that Simoy took our part makes him dislike us even more.
Let's see. Well, I think there must be 6 or 7 junks missing.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Jim. Unless they've gone somewhere else.
Ah, they've been caught, that's what I think. The rest of them have been through a tough battle. And see that? Look at that one junk over there. See how badly it's lifting?
And look how low it is in the water.
And you can see some of the crew at the pump.
Yeah, that junk is making straight for the beach. They're going to put her aground before she sinks.
Look, the firing is slacking down.
And part of the fleet is anchoring out in the harbor, while the rest of them are coming up to the wharf.
Hey, there's Simoy. I'm sure I just saw her.
Yeah, you're right, kid. Yeah, I see her. And if I'm not mistaken, Ah Tong's standing near her.
The junks coming up to the wharf are those loyal to Simoy.
Well, the battle's over for the time being, Jim. It looks bad to me.
What do you mean? Looks as though Simoy's run off.
No, she hasn't, kid. The pirates have now divided into 2 groups. Those that are loyal to Simoy, and the others are sticking to Jock Loon. My guess is any good. This is a sort of informal truce. But each side gets ready for the real battle to come.
To see which side is going to come out on top, eh?
Right. Now listen, Jim. I think we better go on up to the house.
Okay, let's go.
We can talk things over on the way.
What's the first thing to do?
The first thing to do is to warn everyone to be on guard.
What of the Johnson?
Well, I'm going to advise Mr. Johnson to get on his mission boat and leave this place. That is,
if he will be allowed to leave.
And that's it. Simon may agree, but he'll have to pass Jocelyn's junks on the way out. And I'm afraid of that.
Oh, boy, I am too.
If Simon will consent, I'd like to put Chris Landers on the boat and let the Johnson take him where he can get hospital attention.
What about Duroc?
Oh, I think he'll be safe for the time being.
Listen, Steve, hadn't we better go down and see Simoy as soon as she gets to her house?
Yeah, we'll do that. If she doesn't come to see us, I have a hunch she will. Now, here we are. Knock on the door, sir.
Who's there?
Jim, Steve.
Okay. Just a second.
How's everything up here, Flash?
All right, I guess. But what in the dickens is going on down in the harbor?
We'll tell you about that in a minute. You better close and bar that door.
Right, you are, Steve.
Say, Flash, how's Chris feeling?
His fever's gone down a little, and he's resting better.
Did Mr. Johnson do anything for him?
He's been giving him a thorough examination.
Where is Mrs. Johnson and the girl?
Well, they're in the back room cooking some broth for him.
Oh, that's some mighty fine people for you. We've got to hand it to these missionaries, Jim. They spend all their time helping us.
I see he's returning, Mr. Robertson. Now, what is going on down in the harbor?
Yeah, tell us, Steve. What the heck's going on?
Well, I've got bad news for you.
Bad news? What do you mean?
As far as I can see, the pirates are divided into two groups. Those that are loyal to Simoy and the rest of the supporting Jock Loon. Now, Mr. Johnson, I think you should take your family and leave here just as soon as possible. I'm going to ask Simoy if you can take Chris Landers with you. He ought to be in a hospital. Don't you think so?
Yes, he should be. As a matter of fact, I don't like his condition at all.
But just what's the matter with him?
Well, for one thing, his arm is broken. Also, there's an infection in it which I've opened and cleaned out. Now, I think I'd better set his arm at once. If it isn't set immediately, it will never knit properly. The only trouble is I haven't got any splints.
Well, there are some pieces of wood out back. Maybe we can make some.
You tell me what you want, Mr. Johnson, and I'll make it. I've got a good kit of tools down in the wreck sea place.
Well, that will be splendid if you think you can do it.
Old Flash can do it all right. Give him a jackknife and a block of wood and he can make anything.
Splendid. You make the splints and as soon as they're ready, I'll set the arm.
Is there anything else wrong with Landers? Well, what about his fever?
Well, that's what alarms me. I'm afraid he may have suffered internal injuries in the crash.
Then he must be taken to a hospital as soon as possible. I tell you what, Jim. You and Flash go down and get those tools at once so that Flash can make the splints. And Mr. Johnson can do everything possible for Landers right here.
Okay, Steve, we'll go right down.
First fan of Cheapside, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, you mean that English fellow?
Yeah, that's the one.
He's out in the back room with Mrs. Johnson's valet.
He's probably trying to get them to cooking. Hello. Yeah, it looks as though we're about to have a visitor.
I would do, Mr. Robertson. I'd like to see you.
Why, certainly, Simon. Come right in. This is Mr. Johnson.
Yes, I know him. You come at unfortunate time, Mr. Johnson.
So I understand, Simon.
Would you give Mr. Johnson and his family permission to leave and take this injured pilot, Mr. Landers, with him? He should be carried to a hospital at once.
Mr. Johnson has my permission to do so, but I cannot advise he leave.
Why not?
Because Mr. Johnson cannot leave harbor without passing junk of Jock Long.
Oh, that's it.
Yes.
Please, I do not understand this. You think Jock Long would attempt to prevent my leaving?
Yes, Mr. Johnson, I do. Jock Long hates all foreign devils. Now he's very angry. You attempt to leave, he not only stop you, he kill you.
Kill us? Simoy, my wife and daughter. How am I to leave?
I not know, Mr. Johnson. It's easy to put head into tiger mouth, not easy to take out.
But what's going to happen, Simoy?
I make plan crush Jock Long. This village too small for Jock Long and me. There cannot be two Taipans.
When will you know the outcome?
Tonight, I think. In meantime, advise you all stay here. Keep all doors barred. It may be, Mr. Robertson, I need your help. If I do, I give you mine in return. Goodbye. I communicate with you later.
Goodbye, Simon.
What time is that now, Jim?
9 o'clock, Flash.
Oh, if we'd only hear something from Simoy. I'm afraid things aren't going very well with her.
She and Jock Long had a big powwow down near the wharf, Steve. I could see that from the street outside. I think the whole village must have been there. Afterward, as near as I could tell, Jock Long went back to his junks and Simoy to the house.
Then it sounds to me as though Jock Long made her a proposition. She's thinking it over.
Say, Steve, I had a talk with our Paul a little while ago. He told me they were defeated last night.
Oh, they were, huh?
Yeah, they tried to capture a river steamer. But a Chinese gunboat came along.
Did they lose any junks?
Yes, they lost six. Simoy gave the order to retreat, but Jock Long stayed to make a fight.
Oh, that was foolhardy.
Yeah, and Jock Long is now saying that Simoy was a coward. Wouldn't dare to fight.
No, so that's it. What's going on in the harbor now?
Didn't you hear those shots and yells?
Yes.
Ah Tong, says that Doc Long and his men are drinking, having a celebration.
Oh, I don't like to hear that, Jim. What do they think's going to happen?
He's afraid for his mother. The men are listening to Doc Long.
Oh, that's the way the wind blows, huh? Doc Long has more men than his mother, huh?
And Doc Long wants to be chief.
Yeah. But suppose Cy Moy won't give in. Who is it?
I'll let her in. Come in, Cy Moy.
Oh, good evening, Simon.
I come for talk with you. I need help of you and Mr. Allen. If you do what I wish, I help you.
Well, what do you want us to do?
Doc Long has more men than I. You have white men, white like devils. You and Mr. Allen and other white men help me defeat Doc Long, and you may leave this island.
You want us to help you put down a rebellion so that you can be the undisputed queen of the pirates again?
That is right.
Well, I'm very sorry, Simon, but we couldn't possibly do such a thing. By doing so, we would become pirates, and that's impossible. Jim and I will always fight for a just cause, for what we know to be right, but never for anything else.
You absolutely refuse?
And I'm sorry, but we do.
Go, belly foolish. Now, all of you, including Mr. Johnson and his family, be killed.
And we'll have to take our chance on that. Say, I'll make you another property.
What is that?
If we are all killed, you probably will be also. Not only you, but our Tongue and his two younger brothers, your son. Now, you know what we'll do? We'll agree to help you leave this island. Even fight if it's necessary. If you'll agree to quit this life, never to return to it again.
That I cannot do.
Hey. Something happened.
Quick, open the door. I must return.
Goodbye, Samoy. And watch yourself. Hey. Great heavens. Look down here.
Oh, great Scott, Jim. It looks as though Blackburn and his men are coming ashore. Yes, they are. The fight's starting.
Has the buccaneer Duck Loon decided to attack? And if he defeats Cy Moy, what will happen to the brave little band of white people that are in that house on the hill? Don't miss the next air adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.